News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Solid Conservative, and Just Plain Right. 3:34 p.m. right now on a Friday afternoon. Some of y'all can smell the weekend from here. It is upon you. And by the way, it's going to be a cold one. Cold one tonight, at least. It's getting down. Like, literally, they're saying in some of the higher altitude, you could see single digits. But right now, we're looking at mostly teens for North Alabama. So, yeah, make sure you cover the pipes, bring the puppy in, and just, you know, hunker down by the fireplace, because it's going to be a cold, cold night. And then, of course, you know, if you don't like the weather in Alabama, wait a few minutes. It'll change. We're looking at temperatures back up in the 60s by, like, I think Tuesday. So, wow. Hey, I got a caller on line three. Let me grab Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Mighty fine. I hope you are as well.
I am good, sir.
Point, as far as which candidate that I would prefer, I prefer the one that always knows they have a higher power that they pray to. And if that's not a distinction at the point, I like the ones that are experienced and have proven their service, and they also know when they need to get out.
So they, yeah, because I don't think all of them know when to get out. Like we just saw that.
That's why you pray to a higher power.
There you go. Ask for wisdom, and there you go. Hey, that's good. So you're looking for a person of faith who may have some political experience, but recognizes that faith is the guide, not the experience itself. So I get it. I get it.
Indeed.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Have a good weekend, man. All right, that was Brian from Huntsville. Listen, you want to call in, tell me what your candidate preferences are. I'd be curious to hear them. 866-494-9866, Friday afternoon. We're in primary season, you guys. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to make this decision. And it's funny, too. You know, once you know that old thing about, like, once you get a pickup truck, people are going to call you and ask you to help move. All right, that's true. That happens. The other thing is, once you get involved in politics to some degree, people are going to call and ask your opinion. I've literally had people call and say, "Hey, Phil, I'm sitting here with the ballot in my hand. Which candidate did you choose for this job?" And it's just, you know, it's an honor that they would ask that. But I'm going to tell you too, folks, there are times when I'm having to study it as much as y'all are. You know, get out there and take a look. So, I study up, folks, what I'm saying, because you've got candidates on the ballot right now, some of whom, you know, may be great and they've got a good opportunity, but they're underfunded and can't get their message out. So you may have to go search them out and see what they've got. We'll see. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and take some calls here too. I'll tell you right now what I'm going to do in a second. This segment is good. All right. So I'm doing Alabama elections by the numbers. I've got two other very important topics that I do want to try and get to before the show's over. One of which I'm just calling Back the Blue, because it's amazing what's happening with police officers around the nation. So we'll cover down on that here in a few minutes. But right now, I'm going to finish up. I'm still in the number one on the Triple Dipper, Alabama elections by the numbers. I've got some stuff on the governor's race. Before I do that, though, I've got, man, the phones are ringing. Let me just do this. I'll take two more calls. I got Rita from Huntsville on line one. Hey, Rita, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. What's on your mind?
I was just going to say, my preference would be someone that does not make a blanket statement calling their constituents stupid.
Yeah, that would that doesn't usually fly.
KIV. She's the first time I've ever written to any politician and told them why they lost my vote.
Really? Tell me what that event was that caused that.
Because not everybody was getting vaccinated, and she got a little bit huffy about it. Said she thought that Alabamians would be smarter than that.
Wow, I'd forgotten about that one. And so you wrote to the governor's office, huh?
I sure did.
Did you get a response?
I did not get a reply.
Well, go figure. Rita, yeah, by the way, never a good idea to be a servant of the people who you call stupid. That's not a good thing.
Exactly.
Rita, thanks for the call. You have a great weekend. All right, hey, I'll take another one here. I got line three, Larry from Athens. Larry, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Oh, good. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the media plays into that, all kinds of media on elections.
So what are you saying in terms of what you like as a candidate? You think that too often it's the media that influences who they are, or what are you saying?
it influences the people on the left, especially.
Well, I mean, I think that's true. Are you talking about campaign ads? Or are you talking about the news reports? What's your point of reference there, Larry?
Well, news, just every area, Hollywood, you name it.
Well, they do, and media is a powerful tool. That's one of the reasons why they got to make sure they've got the you know, people get mad about the amount of money in politics, and there are times when I get irritated at it too. But it's amazing what it costs just to run one ad on TV trying to tell your constituents who you are. But hey, Larry, thanks for the call, man. You have a great weekend.
Go ahead. I had one more thing.
Okay.
Just the news on the top of the hour on the radio.
Yeah.
Right there is a big problem right there.
You talking about the news on this station?
Every station.
Oh, okay.
That has ABC News or what's the other one? Every hour.
Well, I agree. They pick what they want. Sometimes you gotta weed through it, but that's why we got to do our own research and make sure that we are tracking. Larry, thanks for the call, man. You have a great weekend. All right, listen, Alabama election by the numbers. Let me run the governor's piece before I run out of time and hit the next break. So here's the deal. Yellowhammer News reported that as of this is January 10th, so this is 2 weeks ago. Yellowhammer News reported Governor Kay Ivey holds the strongest financial standing of any statewide candidate in the election cycle in terms of statewide races, in terms of statewide state races. The governor hauled in $415,000 for her race in December alone, which brought her ending cash balance to $2.687 million. So she's got $2.6 million in the war chest. And then you have some others in there. Opelika Pastor Dean Odell, he took in less than $10,000. He's sitting on $12,000. So look at the difference there. Dean Odell, who is what I would say is a, you know, down in the lower tier of candidates with a chance of getting elected, is sitting on $12,000, whereas Kay Ivey is sitting on $2.6 million. Campaign by the numbers, you get it? All right, businessman Lou Burdett was on the show not long ago. He recently launched his bid for governor. He's got, he took in $45,000. Now, keep in mind, he's only been in the race for about a month, if that. He took in $45,000. That is literally 10% of what Ivy took in. He spent some of it already, apparently. He's got $42,000 in the bank. Tim James broke news on this show by coming on when he entered the race. So Tim James, who has run for governor before, his father was Fob James, a previous governor of Alabama. Tim James kicked off his campaign. He raised $26,000 right off the bat. He also dropped in $500,000 of his own money, but he ended with being able to report that he had over $1 million. In other words, what that means is, if I'm reading this correctly, he raised immediately over $500,000 just right off the bat. And that's big doings. That would mean, if that's the case, that would mean he raised more money than Kay Ivey did. Now, that's interesting. When you break down the numbers a little bit like that, you're looking at a governor's race. Remember I said that the two things that people watch for momentum are the polls and the money. Polls and the money. So with that said, Governor Ivey, the incumbent with tons of name ID and literally, you know, the establishment that's used to working with her wants to keep her, $415,000. Tim James, almost $1.1 million. Now, take off half of that because he loaned it to his campaign. That still means that he raised, outside of his own loan, he raised more than Governor Ivey raised herself. So there's your governor's race campaign numbers. Now, keep in mind, the one that they didn't name for some reason in that campaign breakdown was Lindy Blanchard. Lindy Blanchard dropped in. She put $5 million of her own money into her potential run for the U.S. Senate. And then for reasons, you know, known to her, she decided that she was, well, I mean, the world could see that she was not going to get elected to the U.S. Senate. So she decided to jump over to the governor's race, which is an entirely different race. Now, Kay Ivey successfully, and I thought rightfully, back in the day, was running for governor and chose in 2010 to say, you know what, I'm going to make a more effective run at lieutenant governor. And so she dropped out and went to lieutenant governor. That kind of made sense. The two executive positions in the state, governor, lieutenant governor, she switched from one to the other. Lindy Blanchard went from U.S. Senate, a legislative race for D.C., to running for governor, an executive race in Alabama. Nonetheless, Lindy Blanchard, I guess, gets to bring her money over. She spent, according to Montgomery Advertiser just a couple weeks ago, she spent $1.5 million, but she only raised $6,000. So she spent $1.5 million, but she only raised $6,000. That is not a good number tracking for a race. You know, one of the numbers that Kay Ivey wants people to know is that in a recent poll in this past late last fall, she was ranked as the eighth most popular governor in America. There's a number. I don't know that it matters. I'm not sure it's going to play in. And the other thing, though, that the number that I would say watch in terms of polls, there was a poll done in this race, in the governor's race, by a group called Signal. That's C-Y-G-N-A-L. I know the folks that own that company. Very solid. They went from being a state company to now they are a nationally recognized polling organization. And for the first time in this past August, so I'm what, 7 months ago? Something like that. For the first time, Kay Ivey dropped below 50% in a Signal poll. Now, I happen to know that the folks at Signal have worked for Kay Ivey before, so this is not like there's no playing favorites here. They're calling balls and strikes. That's what a good polling organization will do, and they're saying that Kay Ivey dropped down to 41%. That's when she began to draw real opposition. People could smell blood in the water. Back then, in August of last year, here's some numbers for you, breaking down Alabama elections. Kay Ivey had 41%. Jim Ziegler, who was not even a candidate in the race then, had 8.8%. Tim James, who was not even a candidate in the race then, had 3.5%. Dean Odle had 3.1%. And there was 9% to other candidates that are, you know, there's a guy named Stacey George who's also running, and another one named Christopher Countryman. I believe he's a Democrat. Anyway, and then undecided was 33%. Stop and think about this. Kay Ivey had 41%. Three candidates who weren't even in the race had between them had 14%. I'm just saying, there's a whole lot of I'm not voting for Kay Ivey percentages out there. 24.6% were deciding at that point last August they weren't voting for Kay Ivey. And that's when people like Lindy Blanchard began to think of switching over. And that's when Tim James began to think about getting in. And I'm going to tell you right now, a story came out in December of this year that literally says Alabama Governor Kay Ivey draws challengers. And it pointed out that the polling was indicating that for the first time, she was considered vulnerable. All right, folks, there's an hour and some odd on Alabama elections by the numbers. If that ain't a big hunk of triple dipper, I don't know what is. Take us to a break, Copper. We'll go ahead and do that. When we get back, if you want to call in, you still can, 866-494-9866. Moving to the next piece of the triple dipper when we get back.